Kedushin Shuchof Aleph, continued by the Rosh Hashiva Dalet Adarei Doshim, in May, February 25th, 1985, on Monday, continued.
So she certainly not to the best. In other words, suppose he says, I am entitled to you with this diamond, and you know how much it's worth? It's worth 50 zoos, this diamond. And then it turns out that it's only worth 40 zoos, not 50 zoos. So then she's not to the best. Because she agreed to the Talmud Kodesh for a 50 zoos Silgal, not for 40 zoos Silgal. So then there is no machlike. Keep clear. When is there a machlike between the Rabbi and the Rabbi, the Rabbi saying, in Slichish from the Shibu Gadesh, and the Rabbi saying, Slichish from the Shibu Gadesh, without Shibu. In the case where he said, Hariat Kudeshisri, Isiroi Meirun Shom Shobe Hamishin Zuzi. Hamishin Zuzi. Hamishin Zuzi. Le Shobe Hamish. Le Shobe Hamish. And if he's worth, then in the end, some experts will call and they will ask, how much is this silk garment worth? And they said 50 zoos. For the time of the Grishan, it wasn't Nishimah. So then there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi. Alright. So Rabbi Amar Yitzchak Hashem, Yosham HaKamash, so she is Mekodesh. Kavyeze pomer atzlich ha-shum. And without shume, she's not Kodesh. Ki yitze lo yukkiye bi shume, lo yisom chodaito. Lo yisom chodaito. So, let's see the Rashi. Lo yitzchich ha-shume, shi yoshei mo yisom. Shamoy, praiser, assessor, Kedim Shemikab. Tzricho Shumay Vechidim Shemishomu Tchilo. Eino Mekudeshes. Give me four shios. So Rashi Shiti is, and let me complain south Rashi Shiti, that according to Rabbi Yisrael, it's Tzricho Shumay. So if at the time of the Dushi, assessors had not appraised it yet, so then, she doesn't become Kodeshes. She does not become Mekodeshes. Now, many say that the Rambam is chilek on Rashi's pshat. Whereas, according to Rashi, so the man d'Omar who says, Slichin Shumeh, because without Shumeh, there is no Smichus Das on the top of the Nisha. So it means that she is not Kodeshes at all. If it hadn't been Nishem before the Dushem, so the Rambam Shiki is that according to the Mandoma, that Lutz Hashem Rabbi. So the male, if he was with Kavishah on Sunday, and then the Shamoyim, the assessors, assess the dress that it's worth 50 zoos on Monday, so then it turns out in Afreya that she was with Kodeshes as of Sunday morning when he was with Kavishah. Mashiim ki the Mandoma, Rabbi Yisrael, who says, Tzchich HaShume, she couldn't be Mekab Kodeshes as of Sunday, because she didn't make up her mind fully until she was sure that the dress is worth the amount that he told her. But on Monday, when the assessors appraise the dress and they say it's worth 50 Jews, then she comes to Kodesh as even according to her case. Now, how can you be tired from the washing of Rambam? She's shopping of Yese when the pastors like her. But so we'll see the washing of So the Rambam emphasizes, in view of the fact that the Lisnichus Da'at, the Pasuk like Rabbi, so she is the Kodeshes from the first moment. In other words, he was in Kaddish on Sunday, and then the assessors praised it and determined that it was worth 50 zoos on Monday. So since we pass like Rabbi, so she is the Kodesh is Meshor Hashem. The implication being that according to Rabbi Yisef, she wouldn't be the Kodesh is Meshor Hashem, but she would be the Kodesh is Meshor Achreinu. Not like Rashi, that she wouldn't be the Kodesh is altogether. But according to the Rambam, so according to Rabbi Yisef, that there is no spirit of us, it doesn't mean she doesn't want to become a Kodeshes. If the assessors had not appraised it before the Maizim, she does not want to become a Kodeshes until she determined that it is worth 50 Zuz. For the moment it's worth 50 Zuz, then she can become a Kodeshes. So in other words, there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam in the pshat in the basic, according to Rashi, so Rabbi Yisef, who says, we some chadaitei, she's never in Kodeshes. And according to Rambam, Rabbi Yisef, who says, we some chadaitei, so she's not in Kodeshes, we show Sheino, but she is in Kodeshes as of the Shumet, which determined that it's worth, that the silk garment is worth 50 zoo. Jimmy Shabin in Gresh. Thank you. first one. Ikedamre, second Roshni. Behold who namathri. So Roshna Mori is behold who namathri. Behold who namathri. In other words, not the according to second Roshni. So the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael is dafke behold. But in the case of Ova Hamshin, Rishova Hamshin, so even Rabbi is later that he's not the Kodesh. But according to second motion, the Machlekes is then in the case of Ova Hamshin, Rishova Hamshin, and then in the case where we said called or he said, oh, he get amre beholdu namati. So Rabbi says that in both situations she is Mekudeshet, and Rabbi Yisrael says in both situations she is Eino Mekudeshet. Rabbi Yisrael for Marshal the Keser Tarei the Keser. Ma Keser the Kayetz, Abshel the Keser Tname the Kayetz. Now, so what's the pshat mean? So it's a special office. It's a zero sakosha. It has to be kayas. It has to be kayas. If it's not kayas, so then he's not Mekudesh. He's not Mekudesh. The value has to be fixed. So it has nothing to do with Snechas Dalzde. It's a special Yosakos. For the Pshat is, it still has to do with Snechas Dalzde. But if it's not kayet, so then Spirudas is that. He couldn't say that, except the Shadow was it. Because then why do they have to resolve the opposite? Ma kesef the kayet, sakshu the kesef the kayet. Because Spirudas is that. So obviously, in the case of Kobiu, Spirudas is not like it. Because why should she put a bad breaking at all? She's not foolish. She knows that the silk garment is worth at least a foot. And he said, be Mekudesh to me with whatever it is worth. So why should it be a chisson of spirit? So it's special sakos. So mainly in the case where he says Hamshin, Rishoga Hamshin, but in the time of the Grusha, it wasn't appraised yet, so it's also because of a special Tosakos. In other words, Shoga Kesef has to be like analogous to Kesef, just by Kesef, so the amount is fixed. So here, it also has to be fixed in return. In order to have a din, in order the Chalik Kesef should have a din of Kesef. That's how it's mashma. Shalik Kesef Omar Abyeis Minam Nero Itaniye in Kesef Mikno say because of Nikne before the Kaelin. Loshna Posik is Lithian Yoshi Kurosi. He and Yoshi Kurosi. So what does it mean? The Ketsubun can be for the poor Jew. Haifur Mikhail Mechadar. Then the Mikhail is not meant to be for the poor Jew. He will be given out because he can only be Mikhail Kesef Mamash, not with Shabbat Kesef. But Yoshi Kurosi, Omar Rahman, the Rabbi Shabbat Kesef, the Kesef. Gabitushin, Kesef Ksi. Yeah, the Shabbat Kesef is Rabbi Kesef, and when they come in Yoshi Rabbi Shabbat Kesef, he'll have Kesef in the Kayat, in the Kesef, the Knosse, the Redibrixi, Yoshi Kurosi. So the Yoshiv is a purpose, because the Torah didn't have to say Lifi and Yoshiv Gulosei. The Torah could have said Lifi and Gulosei. Lifi and Gulosei. Yoshiv Koyisei, the motto is Bichdad, Lifi and Gulosei. So why would it say Yoshiv? The Rabbi Mishav Kesef in the Bidya. The Chiven, Nifrid Bey, Ikni and Amenach the Bey. The Chsibu Losei, Mikesef Mishlosei. Right. So he couldn't say that when the price says Mikesef Mishlosei, because of what Ikni and Nifu before the killing, that he's not Ikni and Bishav Kesef. Because we have Alochim for Rashes, that Shav Kesef is Mikesef. We the last wish of the Pute, that the price says reference to the case where the poor of the killing is less than the Pute. So, why that the poor of the My year the poor of the killing, my poor Kesef now. Less than the Pute. It's not good enough. And allow these new shall report. And allow these new shall report. The hidden door kites a load. So obviously, when the price is there, in case of the Norse, the Norse, the Norse, the Norse, the four of the Kalim that were not assessed. So Mele, he does not have a fixed value. So Mele, it's not, he doesn't have a Yinov Keset. He does not have a determined fixed value. So that's a Rayek. That Shovei Keset has to be kind. So, the first raya from the braise of Mikesef Mignos, Mikesef Mikne, when Mikne will be killing, is a raya for the second Moshe. That according to the Isa, there is a requirement of kites, the Yidoch, and what will Rabbi do with that braise? Rabbi is here, and Rabbi holds. There is no requirement of Markesel Bikayetz, of Shemekesel Bikayetz. So how will they explain the price because of when Mikne, when Mikne before the Kale? When Mikne before the Kale? The Yidoch, Rabbi will say, Hochekoma, Shabu the price is power. Biteras Kesef on Ikin. Vein Ikne Biteras Pua Bikelin Umayniu Chalipin. Umayniu Chalipin. In other words, the Redivri is not Ikne Bichalipin. Is not Ikne Bichalipin. That's a question. So that's the pshat. Because of unikne, the unikne before the kelim, which are usually unikne b'chalitim. So what does the more mean? v'nikim v'chalipim. The tefuah v'kelim cannot, that the nevedivri is not nikne tefuah v'chalipim. Because tefuah v'kelim are a subject matter for chalipim. Let's say, if the order, who is the king, who gives his handkerchief to the Redivri, so that the Redivri will become common to the order, so it will not be attacked. And that's the pshat of the Nikne before the king. So it's mashma that Tvor and Kelim can be used as a subject matter for Halim. Now Kelim, of course, being what the show of knowledge, not some way, but Tvor that involves the Machlitis, whether Peres can be used as a subject matter of Halim or not, whether Peres is Abdi Khalifim or Peres is Lui Abdi Khalifim. Let's say, suppose the king, instead of giving a handkerchief, will give an orange. So there is a machlekes doing in Bamitsiya, that in Zion, there is a machlekes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes says, Peres Abdi Khalifim. You don't have to give that to a Kelim as a subject matter of Chalifim. You can give an orange, an echel, you see, a roll, you see, also as a subject matter of Chalifim. And Rav Nachman says, Peres Loya Chalifim. You only have to use a Kelim as a subject matter of Chalifim. But Peres not. So we shall make according to Rav Sheshes the Peres can be used for Halifim. So maybe we can explain the pshat and the price. The Kesef of Knosset, the Kesef of Knosset, the Mikne before the Kelim, the Redivri is not Mikne the Halifim. Because generally, Kelim and Tvuye are used the subject matter of Halifim. But according to Rav Nachman, so Tvuye, it's fair, cannot be used as a subject of the anyway. So how can we say the Yikni Tvuye Kelim, that the people is not Yikni the Halifim? Tvuye is never used to be a Yisachalim, as a subject of the Halifim. Rav Nachman, the Rav Pelt, and the Halifim, I can do that. Elayilom dilez b'shal kavute udikamre ma'ir yitvur kelim afim kesef name lo yiboy kesef b'shal kavute lo yiboy abr tvur b'kelim eime b'nikhle an yosei b'zgoma romakne nafshei koma ashmelom. It knows. By the rush. Because of the crossing of the Biblicy. No, so that was under the rush. The Hibu Lekai is low. Welcome. When we came before the Hibu, Ellen Kay caught up the mail. There's Kesef, but there are Gomimni, Bain Shanae's people of Kesef, Bain Shobe Kesef, but there are Gomimakne, the Lord of the Terra Slip, Shdera Chlaz is Chlifin Yitvo, the Kelim, Kelim Shanema Shola Fishnale, Utvo Nami the Slip Kogoma, Ura Nachman Doma, Pelkazor, Peres Vyav the Chalut, not on the floor, but they are sleeping. May Suda, instead of Suda, leaping them, suddenly you should go up, leaping, going on, Baha'i, Kotoron, Forestry, the Hakim, Nikil, and Nikil, the man, has to let any man pay us for him and Khalif, my eternal. And Leilon, the meeting for the Kaling, the Koma, the Lesbishan, Pute. So then the question is, so why are we doing this less than trying to put it out? I mean, nothing, even Kesef itself, less than trying to put it out. So when you go, Now what does it mean? Kamash Milon? No. So it's a special Zelsakos. And without the Zelsakos, I would say true Kesef itself. So Pachas Mishal Putin does not have written a moment, but for the Kaling, since it's Mikhail Yamor, say, has written a moment, even if less than four. So Zelsakos tells us, no. But it's not the Zelsakosuf only in Gabe Evadim. It's a Zelsakosuf in Kolatere Kule. But without the Zelsakosuf, I would say, in Kolatere Kule. So, poor became the letter of Kute as it number one. Because it is Hashivas. Kamashmano. Now, there is one motion in the Chidushi Ahashma, in Shvuas, who says, that the Kele is less than the Pute has in your mind. Because of him. Now, so what? But isn't that Hashpo contrary to our Gemara? Because here the Gemara says, Loi mi boyeke, is the Shabbat Putain in Loyoy, our poor German in the Makaran was in Cologne to Napshe, Kamash Nova. That no. And it says, what no? Poor Vikil, less than Putain is no. But the Hashbashiki is that it's yes. So apparently we have to say that the Hashbo made it, that by an Adivri. By an Adivri. So, there is a special requirement of photo, and even in Kaila, less than a photo is no good. But that's why the Torah mentions a special Zelsakoso, the Gabriel Diva. But in Kolatere Kule, I would say, that way I would say by a Diva, without the special Zelsakoso, of the Kesefon Kinebri Nikini Dora. But then there will be a big chiddush. Then there will be a big chiddush that even though the Rashba mentions Kele, he doesn't mention Ochle, Peler. But because of this Gemara, in order to explain the Rashba so that it wouldn't be contrary to the Gemara, we'll have to say that it on the Rashba, that only by a Dibri there is a special Zelsakos. But in Kolatere Kule, I say, the way I would say by a Dibri, if the Torah had not mentioned the special Zelsakos of a meeting before the Kaling. So then I would say, not only in respect to Kaling, that Pachas Mishalot Pote is Mikhailan or saying it's good. But they respect the floor to pay the story of the also. So now that we have a Zelsakosu, But according to the Ashbel, he saw that the Zakosha is limited only to an Ibri, not to other Yon, not to Mechira, let's say, to Chiras Kakois and so on. So as far as other Kiyonim are concerned, so then, not only Kaling for Hashem, but we also, as it is Chiras, no one mentioned it. But we have to say it according to the Ashbel in Shvuos. So the first raya mentioned by Rav Yosef is in respect to the second lashon of Rav Yosef, that behold the unanimity. Now then, the Gemara says again, "Om Rav Yosef, no amin alone." Another raya. Why does it need to rise? But Tesis points out that the second raya is according to the first one. So in other words, now we understand as to why Rav Yosef has to mention two rayas. One raya from one raya. The first raya of the Kesef and Kedotze, the Kesef of which can be weakly through the Kehli, is a raya of the second Moshe. And the second raya is a raya of the first Moshe. What's the first Moshe? Then the Machat of only said that in the case of Omar Hamshin, Mishallah Hamshin, was the time of the Gushin. It was not assessed as yet. So then there is a song of Shlichal Das. Omar Abis Minavin alone. Zeli Pidyan Vni Tawa Zeli Pidyan Vni Leyom Atlum. Ego Zed the Homish Loyal Pidyan Vni Tawa Zu the Homish Loyal Pidyan Vni Vni Pot Hai Pidyan Echadon Ilay Melui Shobay. In other words, it's not worth Chomish money. So that's the Chiddush by the price that we don't have to. So if it's not Shoveh Chomish money, so it's a big Chiddush that the price has to tell us. I mean, isn't it an obvious thing? The Israel has to give the care. Chomish money. If he gives Shoveh Kesef that is less than Chomish Loi, naturally is not Yetzer. What kind of a Chiddush is it? So it's a self-evident fact. So obviously the price is reference to the case where it is, where ultimately it is determined that the idea of the Talis is worth it. But the time when he gave it to the Kayan, so it had not been assessed as yet. It had not been assessed as yet. You were able to show a cocaine egg? So what kind of a chiddush is it? El lav avok av dishom. And still, when he says, even though ultimately it is determined that the idea is worth Chomis Loyin, that the talis is worth Chomis Loyin, so ain't need portal. Since at the time of the Pidyon, it had not been determined as yet. So mele, it's ain't noy portal. So Tisha says, Namur Tanya. Eidel say, Lishna Kama Maisakara. Whereas the first Raisa that Rabbi Yisrael mentioned is a Raya Lishna Basra. So the second Raisa that Rabbi Yisrael mentions is a Raya Lishna Kama. Why couldn't it be a Raya Lishna Basra as well? So the Mashal points out, it's very simple. Because as far as Pidin Aben is concerned, it's not Shayach to say, Omakomi, Bishlim Bajushi, all he has to give her is a pute. And a pute is certainly worth, it gives us a way. A silk almond, so there's any doubt that it's worth at least a pute. There is no doubt. So the male is saying, Mashayim came by Pidin Aben. By Pidin Aben, it has to be five shloim. And he can only give five. Suppose he wants to give the Kehen 50, 500, 5,000. He can give 5 million shloim also. But he cannot give it with Pidin Aben. He can give just the regular matan. So the excess over and above the five shloim, he just stumbled at them. So how much can he give and must he give? Five shloim. He cannot give a mashu less than five shloim, and he cannot give the teras bina ben a mashu more than five shloim. Wants to be fine. But as a regular matore, so melee, it's not chaya in respect to bina ben. It's not chayach to say kolbe. By Dushin, it's chayach to say kolbe. He can be kavisha with the kolbe. And he can be kavisha with 50 zoos. So the question is, when he gives them the savoy, what does he say? Does he say, bini kudeshet with the savoy for whatever it's worth it? Or bini kudeshet with the savoy for the 50 zoos that he's Mashenja Pina Ben, he cannot give the palace and say, let my son be put for whatever worth it is. It's less than 5 shloim, will not be put. And if it's more than 5 shloim, he'll be put by the 5 shloim, and the excess he wants to give it to the KM, fine. But then it will be a regular matonet has nothing to do with the Pina Ben. He cannot be paid it for more than 5 shloim, even if he wants it. The Ben has to be paid for 5 shloim. Wants to give more, he can give more, like for any other person who wants to give a matonet. So Mele, insofar as the price of Egel Zelepin is concerned, so it certainly does not have reference to the case of Kongo, because by Pina Ben it's not Chaya. It's not Chaya. He has to give the king 5 shloim, not in Mashu less, not in Mashu more. He can give more. Not the Teos Pina Ben, the Teos in regular time. This is what takes this. This is what takes with me. This is what takes with me. So then there are choice in Kashi, but the Roshan more in the second portion is Ikedam called Unamati. That means that in the court of the second portion, the Machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi said, is in respect to the case of Kodu also, but there is a machlekes in connection with the case of Hamshin, Yomul Hamshin, and Vishal Hamshin at the end. Vishal Hamshin at the end. So Mele, there could be a rain according to the second version, as far as the element of not calling but when Pinsve says, we see, because according to the first Loshen, so the whole Machlekes is in respect of Hamshim Shalom. So maybe it's a riot, but according to the second Loshen, the Machlekes is being in respect of Kol Yehu and being the respect of Hamshim Mishola Hamshim. So it's a machlekes whether it has to be kotzutz or not kotzutz. Whether it has to be kotzutz or not kotzutz. So mele, there is no ayah from this braise. Because this braise could be explained on the basis of Spiros Das. Not on the basis of his special Josakosut, the Chomikese has to be kotzutz. Show the case of the system. Oh, anyway. So it's a higher to a basic. First of all, so it's a kasha against Rabbi. According to Rabbi, that even if it wasn't a praise at the time of the Nesine, there is still no chisom of those da'as. So mele, why do the prices say Eidel zel pinyin v'ni, talen zel pinyin v'ni, is the amakul. Is the amakul. So the Gemara says, no. It's no right or basic and the kasher against God. Leilam de Loishon, in other words, that it turns out that he said Egel Zel Pidim Ni, Tal Zel Pidim Ni, is Liom Akrum. Liom Akrum is reference to the case where the Egel and the Talis is not worth 5 points, but then you have the Kashim Haikam Ashmore. It's not worth 5 points, naturally the Ben is not called. Uchgein di kopi ukein lai ki hoti rabkane shoku sudre in beipidien aben omaloi in di chosali chomisvay. So the pshat in the price is hot. In da di aben in the legal talis to the king. And he says, Egel zel pinyin di, tal zel pinyin di, and then appraisers, assessors, appraise the value of the Egel towers, and they find out that the Egel towers is only worth 4 zuz, 4 zuz, not 5 zuz. So in the problem, so here's the kashe, Maikomash. So the answer, the answer is the Chiddush is the safety of the price. He said, "Egel zeh b'chom Yisroel l'pidyon v'ni, tal zeh b'chom Yisroel l'pidyon v'ni nipon." That means that the Avia Ben says to the king, "Here I'm giving you an egel. I'm giving you a price, and I want you to know that it's worth only 3 zuz. It's not worth 5 zuz. But I'm giving it to you in lieu of 5 zuz. As if it had been worth 5 zuz. And the king said, I accepted it 5 zuz. Even though, objectively, it's only worth 3 zuz, but I accepted it at 5 zuz. So then it requires a chshives of 5 zuz, special order, that subjectively, in other words, that the fact that subjectively it is worth to the chaic 5 zuz, so it's considered al pidin as if it had been worth 5 zuz. So that's the finish of the price. Or ego zelit PNP, poly zelit PNP. And the KN would not be coupled at the twice loin. Would that be wrong? Of course, it's an impulse. But ego zelit comes loin PNP, poly zelit comes loin PNP. And the KN accepted it at this value of twice loin. It's not a tremendous riot, because the pshat of that Gemara could be, in other words, even Aron Kohen was accustomed to cover his head. After all, it's Gemara in Shabbos, Kasi Reishcho, Keicha Vitevaloch Inse Nishmaya. The Gemara in Shabbos doesn't say, I think it's not men, towards the end of Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos doesn't say, hey, Adam Godel Kasserich, you are a big man, you are a Godel, so keep your head, your head covered. Don't go with your Rosh. The Gemara says Kasserich. The Gemara, the Rosh Gemara is that it addresses itself to every Jew, on a Godel, on a Kotman, I mean every Jew without exception. So why did the Gemara say here, King Afkana, the Gabriel Abel, the answer is one who is not an Adam Godel can cover his head with a yarmulke too, with anything, with a cap, with a skull cap, whatever, with anything. But Kane, who was a Jabra Rabbi, so he was makpi to cover his head, that too is sutra. And there are some Rishani who say the tzuda here really means a talus. A talus. And that's why, you know, among chassidim, so every chassid covers the talus over the head, you know, the whole down, from the table till the yom. Everyone doesn't have to be another one. But, you know, in Germany, Frankfurt am Main. So if anyone other than the Wolf put his powers over the head, it is considered as a tremendous chutzpah. Tremendous chutzpah. If even now in Russian Heights, where you have the influence, you know, of Hasidim and of Yeshiva students, who are also many times like Hasidim, they all cover, they all put the towers over the head, but if someone, even if he is a good one, but he is not the wolf of the Kehillah, you know, in Russian Heights, if he'll go in there and he'll put the towers over the head, so the Gabbai will come over and say, hey gentlemen, don't be a chotzer. If you want to be a chotzer, so please step up. I mean, and this practice by the German Jews, so is not to be left at. Because there is a pshat, I don't remember who said it, that what Mora says, so it means a talus, not just any sutra. A talus. So because he was a gather of it, so he was makpid to keep the talus over there. As a matter of fact, in Lithuania, before the Holocaust, in many cities, so the Torah in general put the talus over there, but only during Shemesh, not as in Galicia. In Galicia, so if somebody didn't put the talus over the head for Bog Shoma, so he's considered a shades. Just the reverse, as in Frankfurt am Main. But the basis for that practice in Frankfurt am Main is this one. Anyway, I'm elaborating on that to point out that this Gemara, according to everybody, should not be mentioned as a raya, that anyone who is not known in Godo can go to the Lord. That's not so. So Gemara says, Mawash Loyamon, King of Kandi Gabriel Abu, when he put his flag in shade, Abu Kula al Meloy. So the Pashtus Voshnag Mori is that an average person, if he says, Lididi Shabali, he doesn't acquire that chiddus. Only that the subjective value given by another God gives it that value. But not by Gabriel Rabbe, he doesn't give it that value. So of course, that's why all the shame raised the question to the Rambam. So in other words, it's not such a big portion. The Rambam says simply that if the Kayan accepts, let's say, an object that is much less than 5 floyd, and he says it is dishonorably, so it acquires the Shibes, the value of 5 floyd, and it doesn't limit it to a government out. It doesn't limit it to a government out. Ki hod mar bravashe zoban sutre mi imei di rabbi mi kube shobe asora de reise. Mar bravashe bought a suder from the mother of rabbi mi kube, and the suder was worth 10 zuz, and he paid 13 zuz. Why? Just wanted just to give her an extra cake? The answer is no. So then, why only in this case? Every time he bought something, he should have given more. No, because to him it was worth more. To Mama Ravasha, it was worth more. So he felt it wouldn't be fair to the mother of Rabbi Mikubei to give her only 10 zuz. Even though everybody would pay on the pensions for the Tzedakah. But continue to his word, 13 years. So by giving 10 zuz to her, in effect he would be exploiting her. Because subjectively, it is worth 30 zuz, so in order not to exploit her, so he gave her 13. Ipien gwine chomis loyim shokin apreya. Tersi yung gwine kibarche yishpide beaj chokeset chamesh eskolim. Yom akrum akru nos nilike. Kol tunei gana bachomis loyim bifio. Yishove vatuloha katan reishe. Yom akrum horgo yishem. Uditi shoveli. Ani shomo isi leatzi. Vakabu dikach. Now, you see, the reason is why there are so many Maskilim who mention that higher from Gemara that it's all right to go to the Rosh because of the peculiar expression in Rashi, the Gavre Rabbe who will be also to the Rosh. The Rashi, that expression in Rashi is really strange. The Kuge Shema. What's the Paris and the Rambam? I could tell the Rambam of Bilchus Bikurim, but it's okay. Without not the corn of what is I. Cause I bought the cane, should hide the hay swine, hide the cane, In the market, it's not worth price loan. And keep me a key in the haste loan, how it need put. He doesn't say only to the cover up. He doesn't say that. Now, so look at the day I go. The Rafkana, the cover up. Yodulim Chule, Avu Kula on the Lord, Kiho di Malbravash, Kinu Girsas Baalochas Deles, the Rambam, and Forshim, the Indian Shein, the Yishumna. Now the Girsay of the Alochas Deles was, the Dafke Rabkane, the Gavarabu, the Yodulim Chule, Avu Kula on the Lord. Not the Gabre, the Lamor, the Rakhani Gabrabu, the very super Aleshi, Avukula Omloy, Avukula Omloy. But the Lamor, the Rakhani, the Gabrabu, the Yodalim Hule, the Yodalim Hule. Aber kula onlo ki ho di ma bara bashe zoban supre ni ine ki rabe ni kube shobe asor de tradisa shobe asor o i tradisa so means the more he's saying gab dafke rab kanu gab rabu not in respect to the other but in respect to the to respect the Lord, because here the Gemara mentions the story about Marav Lashe. He bought his suda from the mother of Rabbi Kube, and it was worth in the market only 10 zuz, and he gave her 3 zuz. So the question is, the mother of Rabbi Kube was not even allowed to accept 30 zuz. It's in Oye. Allowed to see if the price is 10 and she got 13, so it's in Oye. It's in Oye. I mean, it should be brought to Mecca because he is a mistress, is brought to Mecca. 3 more. So why put it involved in Oye? How was the mother of Rabbi Kube allowed to accept 13? The answer is because Rabbi Ravashi was the Gabri Rabbi. Was the Gabri Rabbi. And Mele, he knew how to make. But if it hadn't been the governor of it, so then he wouldn't know how to make. He wouldn't know how to make. As a matter of fact, the bit from our Gemara deduces from this Gemara, Marbara Basho. Ushmainu miochet, שהמיכל חיפץ וחבירי בשיטו. Somebody sells חיפץ to the other. ובישוק ראשון ללך למישון. So, שטוס is common mazernoi. We don't say common mazernoi. אילו היו כיח שודש שיטו, if it has a subjective value to that kiyach of shito le'im b'nishminoi yibos abidei asinom kiyiche v'chashvin olei hoche v'shove chomis loi chomis loi miu b'shove l'izpune shito kiyuch avonim d'idei n'shove v'shu d'ocho b'domo עוד ודאי קציצה מדיחתך. לא ישמור קציצה. לא ישמור קציצה. What is he telling us? I'm telling you a story that once happened many years ago in New York. Not to me, but I was present. He's certainly true, Bahana. I won't mention his name. So, was walking, you know, it was in summertime on the east side. And the other machine walking. And then the wind started to blow and blew off his yarmulke. You know, and he remained on the lower east side, you know. On the lower east side, he remained he and some of his friends. You know, those who were wearing hats. So the wind did not blow off, but, you know, but those who were wearing yarmulkes, in those days, that was over 30 years ago, I mean, 40 years ago. And in those days, you know, so the meaning of Republican, you know, was not so universal like that. So all those who were wearing yarmulkes, so the yarmulkes flew away, and you couldn't even find it. And that was on the 6 feet. So, they only had, they were about 80 shiva. So the only opportunity in order to save themselves from embarrassment, otherwise they would have to come, you know, to Washington Heights by suffering with the rush, you know, I mean, everybody would see that. So there was a big store of yarmulkes. A big store of yarmulkes. So, I mean, so they decided to go into that store. I think it still exists, that store on the 6 feet. A big store of yarmulkes. Now, the ordinary price of a yarmulke in those days was a quarter, the best yarmulke. A quarter, I mean. And that also involved money. But the storekeeper, he knew of that store. And then they came in yarmulkes, about 80 shiva. They wanted yarmulkes. Any yarmulke, they didn't care. So he asked them, how much are you willing to pay? So one, you know, was very enlightened. So he said, what are your questions? I don't care. He says, $1,000. He didn't hear. Anyway, he charged $2 for each yarmulke. That was plain money. Now, why shouldn't it be no? After all, it's a dishon. I mean, that is Shimkohel was a big deal, or I can say $1,000, but it didn't mean it. But $10, he wouldn't be there. $10 he would be there. I mean, in order to save himself from embarrassment, the other alternative would have been, you know, to go by subway, to Washington Heights, you know. Not so simple. During rush hour, and all his friends will see him, I mean, and then there'll be a rumor circulating, he goes to the rush. So $10 it was certainly worth it. But that didn't all work. So he says, Mi avo, mi ubi di shavir is bune shita piruch, avo li di devo i shavir. In other words, if to him, let's say, in the case, let's say, of Kanye, or let's say, Mabar Avashe, So all the time it was worth to do more than 10 students. But if generally it's not worth more than more. But in this particular situation, because he didn't have any help, he didn't have any analogy, so he was willing to pay in $10. He was willing to pay in $10. So then it is wrong. Then we do not say just because in this particular situation, because Rashur took away, so he is ready to pay. It means, what should you do? What should you do? Let's say somebody feels dehydrated and he has to get a drink of water. So he'll be willing to pay $1,000 to get a drink of water. $10,000 also. $100,000 is in the dinero. And he can give $100,000. So he'll give $100,000. So you'll say, but you think all the noise because he's the Ishaq and he has work. No, it's not. The dishonoring doesn't mean because of the special situation, the special emergency, which is trenching. But it means the dishonoring all the time. This is what I said. Me, is when she get the daily shovel, the shudok of the law, the yak. The whole vaday, sitzen, the hatrak, wash mok sitzen. But he's not only doing the chiz and giris on them. So then he can collect back. In other words, we only say the dishonoring in general, it has a special value to him. But if only this particular moment, for whatever reason, let's say, another example. Sometimes you read in the newspaper about it. Sometimes you read in the newspaper about, as it was mentioned one not long ago, I mean that a certain hasid, a big beer, bought from another hasid who said that he had a handkerchief of that hasid's great grandfather. So he paid a big sum of money. So that did not involve any noise. There's nothing wrong with any noise. Let's say, I mean, suppose you have a handkerchief of option. And, you know, so for a real hussy, so it's shovel it, $8,000, maybe $10,000 too. So then it doesn't belong to money. But if it's the shovel it, only because of the emergency, that moment, then it does evolve more. Now, so that's the pshat in the Quran. The Quran says, the Gersa Rambam is like the Gersa Daur HaDeus. Ken Rakkane di Gaber Rabehu, Yodolim Chule, Abu Kule Aumeloi. In other words, the Tina Chalame, insofar as the Gidi Shalom is concerned, if the shovel is concerned, so then you don't have to be governed. You don't have to be governed. You cannot be governed if it has subjective value to you all the time. So it has that value. But in respect to Noye, only if he's a governed. And who really knows how to make it. But you see, so in other words, so apparently there is a machleket between the Rambam and the Ritva. Because the Ritva equates the general din of the Shogun, the Kabatina Ben, with the Dinoi. But according to the Rambam, so generally speaking, it acquires a subjective value. I mean, the subjective value relative to that person, even if he's not a gabarabi. But vis-a-vis noye, only if he's a gabarabi. But the question is, doesn't the Ritva appear justified? Monefshech. If you respect the Pina Ben, even if he's not a gabarabi, But relative to him, it has a subjective value. So then, it should not involve Noye, even if he's not the Kavarad. The answer is, according to the Rambam, Noye doesn't depend, you see. By Noye, you can't say relative to him. In respect to being a Ben, so we can apply the concept of relativity. I mean, that since to him it is worth, to this Kayan, a Suda, is worth 5 shloni, even though the objective value for everybody else is only one side. But relative to that Kayan, it has a value of 5 shloni. But insofar as the Isayu is concerned, the material is not his individual standard, but a general standard. How much people in the market pay? So since every other person would pay only 10 zuz, so mele, even in respect to a person to whom it has a subjective value of 13 zuz, it should be called misanoi, but not pontificate our other, so then it doesn't involve misanoi for a different reason. Because he's your own chole, not because of the tradition. According to the Litvo, so inoi is like in a bed, we don't have to resort to Michel. But according to the Rambam, Inoye is distinguishable from the other. Being a Ben does not require a general standard. Can have an individual, a special standard. And if, relative to this person, there's a value of 5 shloim, Kamarabe, not Kamarabe. Let's say that the reason is why he is willing to pay, let's say, 5 zuz for this caliph, is grounded in childishness. What do you mean with that? In other words, I'm sure there are many Americans, let's say, who have such admiration, let's say, for their fan, let's say, their ball fan, that they would be willing to pay maybe $1,000 for a ball that is used by their fan, by the champion of a certain team. So insofar as Pina Ben is concerned, what do you do with it? It could be used, that ball, even generally it's worth only quarter, but relative to that person, whatever the reason is, it might be grounded in maturity. So it has that subjective value. In respect to Noye, so it's a machlekes between the Litva and the Rama. So it's a very basic machlekes. Because according to the Litva, Noye is like Pina Ben, it doesn't require the general standard. But according to the Rambam, Inoye requires the general standard. The fact that it's worth to that particular keach does not preclude the Isarimon. But only if it's a gamar habes, then it's on the basis of the There is one more point that I wanted to point out now. Something similar was mentioned a few weeks ago. In the connection with Sugi of Matanoma Sahar. Now, here the Gemara said, Omar Abyeisi, no amino. Alright. Italian eagle zelopinium, we tower zelopinium, we lama kumbi. So it's a riot to Rabbeinu. And the Kasha again, Rab, and the status points out, this riot is only the first question. But it's a question of Nira's Das. So the question is, here Rabbeinu Ben, the meaning of Nira's Das should have no veil, because the king could even grab, you know, the Chumash learning from the king. And if we only involve the Shaila of the Sanoye Momin, or any Momin, if we say the Sanoye Momin, so suppose he grabs the king, so then we'd have to pay the Avia Ben, the value of the king Sanoye. The value of the Sanoye. And if we say the Sanoye any Momin, we wouldn't have to pay him anything. So the question is, even our living there against it, why do the prices say, Eagles are opening me, towers are opening me, we are not blue. And you shot, what were kites? So what if it was kites? It wasn't assessed. So melee, news das is lacking on the part of the team. Does it require news das? I mean, he could grab a two-man. He could grab a two. Well, the answer is very simple. He could grab it, but he doesn't want to grab it. It's not the nicest thing in the world to grab. He doesn't want to be a tables. He wants to be a nice person. He wants to get it. Mirtzei hatei of the Avia Ben. Mirzeni Atev of the Avia Ben, and since it wasn't determined at the time of the Nisine, so at the time of the Nisine that it was worth 5 zloty, even though later on it turned out to be worth 5 zloty, so Mele, he did not have the consent to be Zeichen. And if he didn't have the consent to be Zeichen and to grab it just like this, he certainly didn't want some melee. It's a new part. Okay.